Today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Vav. We are on Lamed Hema Beis by the two dots, Olsa Chazazis. When we get into the physical issues that come up with the Esrog, just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is, we discussed a little bit, we said we would look it up in terms of Arla. In terms of Arla, we know Arla is Aser Bahana, and the Mishnah said that one is not allowed to use an esrog of Arla, shall Arla pasal. The Gemara had brought two different days why an esrog shall Arla is pasal, either because ain't ba heter achila, you're not allowed to eat it, or because of ain't ba din mamon. It doesn't have a din mamon, and it, even if I might be able to eat it, it's not halachically mine. So for example, Maestro Shani in Yerushalayim, according to the opinion of Mama Gavoa. But that is the two reasons given for Arla. The question that was asked was, isn't it one of the Nisrafin? Do you say Kitusei Mechta Shiure by Arla? So just 2 points related to that. The Mishnah at the end of Masechas Tumura, which we alluded to yesterday, has the list, the last Mishnah, the list, what has to be buried and what has to be burned. All items that have to be destroyed in Halacha. So the Mishnah says, Elohein HaNikbarin, these are the ones that have to be buried. Kachin that got a mum, and Shehipila, Shahaniskal, Eglarufa, Seir Nazir, Petach Hamar, Basavachalav, many items that need to be buried. And then the Mishnah says, what are the Nisrafin? Chameis Bepesach, Truma Temeya, Arla, Vikilei Akerim. Arla's on the list of the Nisrafin. And Tosfos wonders, where does that come from? Tosfos in Temura, the end, the Lama Gimel of Beis. Tosfos says, Tsarech Iyun. Says Bishlam Abikilaya Kerem Toksivi Pentikta Shamalaya Pentu Kadesh. Fine, Kilaya Kerem says Beferishikisaitse Hamalaya Pentikta Shamalaya Zera, and that always means that it'll be sanctified, it has to be burnt. Ella Arla Tsarah Iantaima, but Arla, it just says in the Torah, Asur Bahana, my Bisrefa. What is the source that it's Bisrefa? So he quotes a Rashi, he quotes Pirish Rashi. Mishum de iskish l'kilei akerim, without quoting the drasha. He just quotes l'kilei akerim d'asur b'hana, and Arla and l'kilei akerim many times put together in various halachas. So that's why he quotes, Rashi quotes right here, v'arla mikilayim gamra. It's learned that from kilayim. That's all that Rashi says. Right? That's the, doesn't quote which drasha, but that's the assumption of the Torah Sheval Peh. It's fascinating. If you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva in Ar Gemara, he also obviously is bothered by the problem. You got to figure out what he means, but he says something which sounds very interesting. On Ar Gemara, Laman Heyman Aleph, he says, Arla, what about, what is the reason why you can't use an Esrog of Arla? Let's remember what Ar Gemara said. Gave the two reasons. So let's start one line back. Our Mishnah has separate phrases, even although all of these items are pasul. Separate phrases. Why they're pasul? Shel asher v'shelerei nidachas chayiv b'sreifa. Asher nidachas, there is an obligation to burn them. What the Gemara called kituzei mechtas. And then, the shel arla, eino b'chiyuv sreifa, aval omeid lakach. It's not mechuyuv sreifa, but it is omeid to be burned. The ef shel lehanos b'sreifaso. And you're not allowed to get benefit from its destruction. And then category three is Truma Temeya, where it's Chayev Sreifa, but you can be Nene, Hanashal Kilui from it, and that's why the Mishnah lists all three of them. Avagav the Taima de Kulu, Mishub de Kiduse Mechta Shiure. Even though in a more general way, you can say that all of these items are Kiduse Mechta Shiure, Truma Temeya, and Arla, and Asherah and Nirani Dachatz, but still the Gemara lists them all separately. Remember, Truma Temeya, our Gemara said, because Ein Baheter Achila, it has to be burnt. So conceptually, the Ritva tried to tell us that even though in some general sense they all have to be burned, there's a different type of Chiyuv Sreifa that's demanded. One Chiyuv Sreifa is defining Chayiv B'Sreifa. That's what he says, Asherah and Nirani Dachatz. It's a Chiyuv Maisa that's required. Arla, it's there, but it's more in the background. Maybe you have to, it's more result oriented. It has to be burned so you don't get any benefit from it. More of a, it sounds like more of like a siyagda araisa. Masha'ekein, chiyuv sreifa per se. And maybe that's why the Gemara feels the need to give a different reason. Not just kituzi mechta shiure, but one of the other two reasons. And truma tamei is even less than that, because you're even allowed to get benefit from it as you burn it. So, the Ritva ends up by saying, yeah, in a certain sense, the Gemara could have said Kedushim Eklashir by all of them, but because the Chiyuv, but conceptually the Chiyuv Sreif is different. And she's got to formulate exactly how is it different. Chayiv b'sreifa or omeid lekach to be burned. But that's his lashon here on yesterday's daf. Okay, that's just a finishing up one of our issues from yesterday. And we, again, I'm sorry, we had to go through quickly the end of the shiur in terms of the Hechsher discussions, Hechsher lekabel tumah. But now we continue. Oh, just one other ha'ara, just wanted to mention. And that is all the way right at the last section that we did regarding Demai. We ended off with a question of Tosas. Shall Demai, why was Demai able to be used? According to Beis Hillel, because if you mafki, you're nechasa, and you become an ani, so hashtanami is called lachem. Tosfos asked, why do you even have to say that reason? Just say, heter achila for an ani. Not that you're able, you have to be mafkir and become an ani yourself. So he said maybe it's Rosh Lashitaso. Rosh Lashitaso says it has to be mamish yours. It has to be, has to give you the ability. So if you look in the Emek Bracha, I saw the Emek Bracha in Lulav, in Os Tezayin, he deals with this question, and he says maybe we're just not understanding Rashi as deeply as we should. Rashi doesn't mean literally, and the Gemara doesn't mean literally. Well, because you can make yourself into an ani, like really a biyadcha. It's biyadcha to make yourself an ani, and therefore demai is lachem to you. He says, no, what it really means is that the fact that you would be able to make yourself into an ani and eat it shows this is not really machalas asuros. Shows that this is a chovas gavra. This is an isser that the Rabbanon instituted because of a worry. Rov ami ha'aretz ma'asrin hein. But the fact that you could do it, not that literally you must do it, and it's biyadcha, and that power of biyadcha is then allowing you to make it considered lachem, which then will lead to Tosas' question of what do you need to even say that for? No, this is a tip-off, a reflection. The fact that you can make yourself an ani, and then you would be able to eat it, means it's not poison. Ela ikratam de iser demai who kill below nechshav leister de ilu if you would be mafkir nechasim it would be roy for you al kain gam hashta lo nechshav leister umikri chazilei v'al kain shapir mevarchen alav umizamnim alav de lo mikri iser ma'arvin bo mishtatvin bo nimsa lefizeh says the Emek Bracha de eino talui klal in b'mitziuso lahafkir hashta olo. The issue isn't whether you actually can be mafkered right now. Ela ikratam, the ikratam is since you would, there is a way for you to be able to eat this. That means, igam hashta nechshav kedavar haro'i lo u'mikri lachem. Important day, Mekbracha, to answer up Tosas' question that we had on Rashi. Okay, so now we're up to also chazazis. We're up to the second half of the discussion, where there are physical blemishes on the esrog, which make it problematic. So also chazazis. If scabs appear on the esrog, so Amar Rav Chizda, Davar Zeh, Rabbeinu HaGadol, Amru, Makom Yeh Be'ezro. Rav Chizda says, Rabbeinu HaGadol, Rav said this, and Hashem should be Be'ezro, Hashem should watch him. Lo Shanu, Ela B'makom Echad. When do we say that chazazios are problematic? That's if they're in one place, that's where they're problematic. Aval B'shtayim, U'shlosh V'kovos, if they're spread out, then kasha, then it's okay. Then you don't have one place that is extremely blemished, and therefore it is okay. That's what Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav. Amar le Rava Adarava. Says Rava, no, just the opposite. Ko Aspishtaim Ubishloshim Mikol Mos Avali Kiminumar Upasal. The more spread out they are, the worse it looks. It's like a leopard. It's Minumar, it's spotted, and it's puzzle. So she said just the opposite. Sela I itmar asefa itmar. If there was a statement that Rav said it's really going on the Seifa of the Mishnah, Al Mi'uto Kasher, where the Seifa says that if it's only on a minority of the Esrog, it is okay. So that allowance has a limit. Amar Rav Chizda, Davar Zeh, Rabbeinu HaGadol Amru V'Makom Yeh Be'ezro, Lo Shanu Ela B'Makom Echad. That's only if it's in one place, in a minority area, that's where it's still Kasher. Ava B'Shtayim U'B'Shloshim Mekomos, Havele Kiminumar U'Pasol. But if it's spotted two or three places, then that's a problem. It's going to be pasul. Amar Rava, and then Rava adds on a very important line in terms of an esrog lamaisa, v'al chotmo, v'afilu b'mashehu, nami pasul. If it's on the nose, on the top, even a drop it is going to be pasul. What does Rashi say here? And all the Rishonim discuss what Rashi means. What is the chotem? What's considered the chotem of the esrog? Rashi says, last couple skinny lines. Ba'ovi gavho, shemishapea misham v'yori l'tzad rosho. It's the part that is slanted. The thickness at the top. Ba'ovi gavho, shemishapea misham v'yori l'tzad rosho. So what? How far up does that mean? Does that mean the top third? Does that mean the entire esrog as it starts getting skinny? If you hold the esrog straight up. So does that mean the entire esrog as it starts slanting in? When you get to the top of it, or is it just the real upper part closer to the pittim, or where the pittim area is? So that's not 100% clear in Rashi, but this is the formulation, the definition that others say. But then the next Rashi is also crucial. Afilu kolshu, right? It's on the chotem, even a kolshu. Rashi says, shenire sham le'inayim yoter mishar makomos. The eyes are drawn to that spot, the top of the esrog, more than other places. Shebo oso ovi adam no sein enough, because that's the place that the many people look in, and that's why that's the one that's problematic. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tav Reish Mem Ches Sif Tes. When you look at an esrog, as we know, the most important part is the top part of it. The top part of it, that is the most important part. Says the Shulchan Aruch, also Chazazis, Allah, Imshnayim, Mososh, Vakamos, Pasel. Right? Like according to the second day, if it is a spread out, all of these scabs, Pasel. Vim Babakam Echad, Im Allah al Rubo, Pasel. Majority is a problem. Vim al Chotmo, al Filukoshu, Pasel. The Chotmo, what is the Chotem? Hainu, Mimakom, Shemaschil, Lehis Katzer, U Lehis Chadeid, Klape Rosho. The part of the Esrog which starts getting smaller. Right, it starts to be miskatzer. It sounds like it's not just the top. It sounds like as the esrog starts getting skinnier, that is the area that one has to be worried about. Feel in the Bir Halacha, he quotes, what exactly is the shir? He quotes for the Rambam and the Maariz Geis, to the Chotem is lamala, karav l'shoshanta. Right, a little bit further up, but the Shulchan Aruch are so sif, kedas arash, to all the shipua is kariya chotem. Right, that's the question here, how far do you go? And therefore, we try to be machmir. V'hinei l'chora, says the Bir Halacha now, hayanira lomar, if this is true, maybe you might even go as far as to say, to michatzi esrog olamala. Maybe it's the whole top half of the esrog. But then he says, no, you can't say that. Avobama ze'eno. De'im kain, if it's the top half of the esrog, so that it could be, gets into rubo issues. De'im kain, im achazazis mispashin al rubo shal esrog, memelu hu al chotmo gam kain. Remember the Gemara said, if it's on a majority, it's possibly manavshach. But what do you mean? If it's on the entire top half, chazazis al rubo, and the Gemara says, oh, if it's on the chotem, then even in minority. No, but if the chotem means the entire top half, then you already get onto the border of the chotem. And then especially according to Rashi, who says, Ovi gavashal esrog unikra chotem. And therefore, he assumes that it's separate. You don't say it's the top half of the esrog. Al karcha chadotrichim lomar, de la kule alma, maskil achotem be esrog, achar shir rubo shal esrog below chotem. It must be. The chotem must start after the majority of the esrog is under it. And only some type of minority part of the esrog, that is the question. And al kapanim b'shasat makom atchak bevada yish lahak eli quotes at the end. But again, we have to try to assume that it's at the top part where it starts getting skinny, not the top half of it where it starts getting skinny on the top part. That is the Mishnah Berurah. And then the Radvaz has a crucial tshuva, which Achronim also say today. Radvaz here is asked a question. There was an esrog. There was one esrog in the whole city. There in, I think it was in Alexandria, wherever he was, in Egypt, Elabal Chazazis, and it had Chazazios on it. They wanted to use it on Yantav Sheni, and there was a whole machlokas in the shul. The Chazid was about to make a bracha on it, and then some of the Chachamim started arguing. So he gets a long shuva going through it, and all the way at the end of that shuva, he says, Own Mistavrali, ki a Chazazis she'ena niris, ela al yidei iyun gadol, upedika rabba, Ena poselis. If you have to really search it and use a magnifying glass and look very, very closely, that's not a problem. Because what's the whole reason the Gemara gives? Mishum de mechzi kiminumar. It looks spotted. Vaha lo mechzi kiminumar. And if you really can't see the dots, So then, it's not called Manumar. V'chein yesh ladaktik milashin Rashi. And then he quotes, Rashi, what does Rashi say? Afilakoshu apostle shenira shamle inayim yoser bishar makomos. It appears to the eyes. Mashma detalya milsam yishem denira le'inayim. Nira le'inayim in the normal way. And that's why the poskim say, how should you hold up an esrog when you look at it? Should not hold it up at your eyes. Hold it at arm's length. At arm's length. B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say that. B'shem other poskim. Hold it at arm's length, and if it looks good at arm's length, then it is hadar, it is beautiful, and one can get that esra. Good. Nitla pitmaso. Next line in the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. If the pitam is taken off, it falls off. What's the pitam? Tana Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar. Nitla buchnaso. If it's buchna is taken off, what's the buchna? Rashi quotes two opinions. It's a couple of rebeim of Rashi that are mentioned in this Rashi. Another buchnaso. Rashi quotes, first day up, nidla pitam, we would call the pitam. Lahai nidla pitam, so buchnas levishu chad, basikim in buchna. It is sharp, it looks like a pestle, it's a little thicker on top, it looks like a stick like that. That's what it means, it fell off. And he says, that's his lashon of Mori Hazakein Rabbeinu Yaakov. Aval Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaLevi, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he says, quotes, that the pitam is on the opposite side, it's like the ukitz. The ukitz, we said before, if the ukitz is taken off, so then it's kasher. But what if the ukitz is attached to something more inside the esrog? If the external ukitz is taken off, that's kasher. Maybe this pitam here means, didla pitmaso means the inner part of the ukitz. That's the second daya that he quotes. And he quotes that from his Rebbe, and he likes the first daya. He says, V'lashen Rabbeinu Yaakov Nirali, Shalomatina b'chamakom pitma ukitz. Because usually the pitam and the ukitz are two different items on the esrog. Either way, two days there, quoting some of his rebbeim. Niklaf, what if the esrog is peeled? So peeled is pasul. Amarava, hi esroga de iglid kaahina sumcha kshera. Rava makes the statement: if an esrog is peeled like a red date, so then it's kasher. Vianata niklaf kapasul. We just said if it's peeled, it's pasul. If it's skinned, it's pasul. Lo kasha habakula habemiksasa. It depends if it's all peeled or only some peeled. Which is which? Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi says, if it's all peeled, then it's kosher. It's kosher if it's all peeled. But if it's only a mix, that's puzzle. Sounds like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right? If everybody says chaya, then he's a potter. Poter no somiyad. If he has saras all over his body, then it's katar. Well, if it drop less, right, kosher. Why is that? If it's totally peeled. The answer must be because it doesn't look as bad. Right, if you have half the esrog that is peeled and half not, that looks terrible. Right, that's why it's going to be a lack of hadar. It's going to be a lack of the definition of an esrog. Mashiach, if it's totally peeled, okay, it's lost its outer layer. It has the next layer in. That is Shitas Rashi. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted here in Tosfos, second Tosfos, Habakula Habamiksasa, he quotes Rashi, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, says just the opposite. If it's totally if it's totally peeled, it's pasul, because that is like a trefa, which Besser from the Gemara is going to explicate in a minute, the comparison between Hilchas Esrog and Hilchas Trefas. If it's totally peeled, like the Mishnah says in Ela Trefas, a totally skinned animal is a trefa. If it's only partially peeled, okay, then it's okay. Because then also, like Hilchas Trefas, it would be okay. Again, the Gemara is going to explicate this in a minute. But just to continue along these lines, Rav Soloveitchik here in the Rosh Hashanah says, what's the Gufa Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Chananel? How tightly we take the comparison to Hilchas Trefa. Hilchas Esrog and Hilchas Trefa, we're about to have it in the Gemara. So how seriously do we take that comparison? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Chalim be'esrog pesulei treifas kama be'hema. It's mamish parallel. Just like Hilchas Treifas, entire animal skinned is worse than part of the animal skinned. So to Hilchas Esrog, all is worse than nothing than part. Nikla be'miksaso ein apostle treifas be'hema lafigal kasha be'esrog. There's a chalos din treifa mamish be'Hilchas Esrog ke'be'hema. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to say, and he quotes, that's what also the Rambam seems to hold. But Rashi says, no, it's a comparison. It's a dimyon, but it's not mamish the same. Right? Esrog is because of hadar. It's not because of trefa. And it could be that something that's trefa by an animal, but it's still hadar by an esrog. And therefore, it's a parallel, but it's not an exact parallel. Right? That is the difference. We'll continue more of that thought in a minute. Let's just first read in the Gemara where we have this comparison. Ula bar Chanina, I'm sorry, Nistak Nikev. Let's continue and then we'll get back to the Treifa connection soon. Tani, Ula bar Chanina, the Mishnah said if it has a crack or if it has a hole in it, remember we discussed Rashi Ritva. On the Mishnah, how many psulim are Nikev and Chaser? So, Amr Ula bar Chanina. Tani, Ula bar Chanina, Nikev, Nekev, Mefulash, Bemashu. If it's a hole that goes all the way through, Mashu, then it's possibly even a Mashu. The Rishash says, maybe a drop more. If you don't notice it at all, you put a needle through it and you take it out, then you don't notice anything, then why should that be a problem? So a drop more than a Mashu. V'she'enim a foolish b'ki isar. And if it's not a foolish, then you need to be missing something. B'ki isar. Boy, Rava, noldu b'esrog simani treifa ma'u. Here we are. Rava says, if an esrog starts getting simani treifa, what does simani treifa mean? We'll have to see. But it's a parallel to treifas and animals. Maika mi boile. What's the question exactly? E niklav, if you're trying to say niklav, meaning if it's skinned, if an esrog is totally skinned, like an animal is totally skinned, tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah, right? And we have the machlokes, right? All or part. E nistak, tanina. If it's nistak, like just like the one of the simonim of the animal, the gargaris, or is cracked, so then so to here, right? We also have nistak. E nikev, tanina. And Nikev, Rashi says Nikev Krum Shel Moach, he has a hole in the membrane of the brain. So also Tanina. So what's the parallel? We know all the halachas. So Kikami Boyle Kidu Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Shaila. Reya Shenishmacha Kakiton Ksheira. The halach is in Chulin that if you have a lung that the inside of it became liquefied, much of the inside bronchii, right, the little tubes inside the lung, became liquefied. So Ksheira, that animal is not called a treifa yet. V'yama Rava v'utakaima simponaha. As long as some of the smaller vessels are still intact, it's not totally like a bottle with liquid in it, still some of the bronchial tubes are intact, so then that is kosher. V'halo kaima simponaha treifa. So if you don't have any of them, it's totally liquefied, so then that is called a treifa. The question is, what about that halacha regarding Hilchas Esrog? Hachamai, that's our shayla. Dilma, maybe Hasam Hudalo Shalat Ba'avira, over there, as long as you have some Siponoha that are still intact, that's where we say it's not a treifa yet and it's kosher. Why? Because it's an enclosed area, Lo Shalat Ba'avira, the air can't get in, and therefore Hadar Bari. There's a chance it can come back, and it can get healthy again. Aval hacha, but over here by an esrog, if you have that, the shalat ba'avira, where the air is going to get to it, siruche misrachas, right, it's going to become putrid, right, once the air hits something, it becomes putrid, and therefore it's even worse by hilchas esrog. Odil maloshno, what do we say? No, parallel halachas of hilchas treifa and hilchas esrog. Parenthetically, it's, right, when something is shalat ba'avira, subject to the air, siruche misrachas. One of the Bali Mefarsha, I think I heard this from a Rav Victor Miller. This is one of his topics that he emphasizes. We have to look around at nature and see God. Right? It's amazing. You have an orange, you have an apple, you have any fruit. It could stay for weeks on the tree. It could stay for days in our house, and it stays fresh and perfect and beautiful. The second you peel it, you take off God's Ziploc bag. You take it off, leave it out in the air for 2 hours. It turns brown and gross and dry. You have to throw it out. It's unbelievable. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a skin around it, puts a peel around it, it could stay forever. Not forever, but for a long time. The second that man gets involved, right, we remove the outside, all of a sudden it comes oxidized. It's unbelievable. We see an orange, we see an apple, we see the peel is that's why the Gemara calls it the shomer. Right, in Hilchas Arla, and Hilchas the end of Zrum, when we're talking about in terms of Tumah Vatara, in terms of others, it's a shomer lepri. It's mamish a shomer lepri. The stem is a shomer lepri. The peel is a shomer lepri. We just have to open up our eyes and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Here, the esrog, if once it starts getting right subject to the elements, then it's going to become putrefied. But we see there's a parallel between Hilchas Esrog and Hilchas Treifas. Right? Some might be wondering the Pnei Yeshua's question, and that is, Ma'inyan Esrog Esal Treifas. What is the Gemara doing here? How can the Gemara compare two totally very different areas of halacha? There's only two more pages of Pnei Yoshua on Sukkah, so we have to do what we can. He says, what is the Gemara talking about? How could you have a parallel? L'chor yish l'tamua, l'ishta the simani treifa, the ma'inyan simani treifa, l'psulei asrug, the treifis b'chiyus italia milsa. Issue of treifa by an animal depends if it's alive or not. An esrog is not called an esrog until it's not alive anymore. Until it's detached. Just the opposite. Even if you want to say it's a parallel to chiyus. But here, you're not allowed to use an esrog while it's still attached. Right? It's dafka afterwards. So he says, you have to say it's a general comparison when you have items that look okay on the outside and are ruined on the inside. That's all the Gemara is saying in terms of its comparison. Because if you say it's anything more than that, if it's an inherent connection, very hard to explain. He says, "Hasam afagav tachisaron mi befnim lo shmei chisaron afilo achi bekai gavna by esrog mikri chisaron imkenu adin be esrog igla meimer tki gavna bechal nikev chaserhu." He says you have to water down the parallel between them because it's a very difficult parallel. But getting back now to Rav Soloveitchik's explanation before, Rav Soloveitchik says maybe that's gufa the machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Chananel. Rabbi Chananel takes the comparison very seriously in terms of kulo and miksaso. While Rashi says, no, it's like the Pnei Yeshua said, it's more general. But then the Rav Soloveitchik asks, how could you have such a tight comparison then? Right? Like the Pnei Yeshua said, trefas is trefas and esrog is an esrog. He says, maybe in one way I can have the comparison the following way. The Rambam says, and the Pasuk says, let's go back for a second. He says, "V'lama tacho chalos din treifas mamish be'esrog de mitzvah." So he says, "Lagabe karbon, we learned in last week's parsha, by Karban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, right, it says Vayikra, Moshe, it says the first Karban that's discussed is Ola, and we have Mina Bakar, Lahotzi is a Trefa. Rashi quotes, Alimud, Mina Bakar, Lahotzi, a Trefa is excluded. If you look at the Rambam, he doesn't quote this Pasuk. This is Rashi. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim is Veach Perak Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, "Behema shenolda ba'achas min ha-trefios ha-osros ha-sabachila." If an animal gets a trefa, asura lagabe ha-mizbeach. It's also to the mizbeach. Why? You should quote our drasha. He does not. He quotes, "Harei Omer ha-kruveyu nolafechasecha ha-yirtzecho ha-yisafanecha." The pasuk in Navi, which basically means it's disgusting. It's disgusting to God. For Tama Kesev Mishnah, the Kesev Mishnah says, why didn't the Rambam quote Rashi's Chazal? Right? Why didn't the Rambam just quote that? Mikomakom, what is it you see from the Rambam? The Psal Trefa comes from Mius. By Karban, it's from Mius. If that's the case, says Rav Soloveitchik, so that's why the Rambam Lishitaso, who seems to follow Rabbi Chananel, quotes that there's a serious comparison between Karban and Esro, because if it's based on a pasuk like Minah Bakar, of course you can't compare the two. But if it's based on a more general Mius, this is disgusting to bring to a Karban, or this is disgusting to use as Dal and Minim. Remember, we even put this together with the Ritva that we had. The Ritva, the name of the Bali Atosos, the Mitzvah Baal Bateira only applies to Mitzvahs that are Baal Aratzos, which include Karban and Lulav. Right, those are two of the Mitzvahs. So, Mikol Makom, Yotzei, Shel Rambam, Trefa, Psula, Mishim, Mius, Mius, Pasul, Karban, Bo'adin, Trefa, Psula, Bitaris, Mius, Imke, Nita, Lomar, Shagam, Esrog, Trefa, Pasul, Lemitzvah, Mebdesha, Ma'us, Pasul, Bemitzvah, Stalin, Minim. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik Sahara. If you want to take the comparison seriously, then you have to generalize the Psul by Karban to make it transferable to be able to apply it to Dalin Minim. Right, if you have a very limited type of limud by karban, like Rashi says, min habakar lohotzi es ha-trefa, so then that's why Rashi here does not take the comparison as seriously, and you could have opposite halachas than you have by helchas trefa. Okay, so the Gemara ended up with a question. That's what we're up to. The Gemara said, what do you say by esrog? If you have, even if kaima simpona, maybe she says it's a problem, because it's going to be subject to the elements. So tashmat. The following. Esrog, tafuach, saruach. An esrog that is swollen or saruach, it is decaying. Kavush. Kavush is, it's pickled. You put it into some type of liquid. Throughout Shas, Rashi always says kavush means bechometz, in vinegar. Bechometz in vinegar. Rashi says it right here too. Kavush, bechometz of bechardal. Or in the sugyas in Yoredeya. Of kavish kemevushal, Rashi always says bechometz, bechometz, bechometz. We're machmer in Shulchan Aruch to assume kavish kemevushal. That principle is even in mayim. Right, so, for example, if there is something sitting in liquid for 24 hours, even if it's cold, we assume there's a taste transfer. That's the principle of kavish kemevushal. Or if one has liquid, if somebody has cold chicken soup that is put in a container, and it's in a container for 24 hours, so then we assume that that container becomes flation, even if it's Cold. Cold, what do you mean? No taste transfer. That's the principle of Kavish Kamevushal. So Rov Rishonim assume it's even in water. Rashi, throughout Shas, always understands the word Kavush as not only one in Chometz, right? That's right here. He says the same thing. So Chometz, Esrog is Kavish and Chometz. Shaluk, or if it's very cooked. All of these are problematic. Kushi, or if it's a black Esrog. Lavan, a white Esrog. Minumar, Puzzle. All of those are Puzzle. Esro kikadur pasul. If it's a round esro, like a ball, pasul. V'yishomrim afatiyom. Some say also a twin esro. If you have two esrogim that are connected, that's also a problem. All of those are pasul. So we'll get back to relating it to our question. Esro got boser. If you have a very unripe esro, it's boser, like we had last time. Rabbi Kiva posav achamashirin machlokas. Gidlo bitfus. If you grew it in a mold, let's say when the esrog was very small, I put something around it so it grows into a certain shape. I want an esrog to look like blank. So if you do that, va'asokim in birya acheres, and I made it like another birya puzzle, that's the brisa. So Gemara says, k'tani miyos, tafuach saruach. It says both of those. Tafuach, it says rotten and decaying and swollen. My love, tafuach mibachutz v'saruach mibifnim. Doesn't that mean outside tafuach and inside saruach, which would mean that, relating to our question from before, that it would be puzzle. It would be puzzle in the parallel case that by trefa would not be. So lo, idivi bachut, maybe it both means on the outside. But if the inside is still kayam, like the simpona, it would be kosher. This is talking about both external. Velo kasha, hadatafach avagav delo sarach, hadasarach avagav delo tafach. They're swollen and there's putrid. And there's rotting, different types of ruining of the esrog. So that is why there is no raya. There is no raya in that case. If you look again here in the Emek Bracha, the Emek Bracha discusses shaluk puzzle, shaluk puzzle. So he says, what happens? He quotes the Chasam Sofer, the b'Shabbos shebesoch achag, relating to kavush on Shabbos during Yantif. Tzarech lahasir min hamayim esalula v'uminin b'sof hayom al yedei nachri. Kidei shelo yaver alav me'es la'es shu b'mayim v'yipasol mitam kavush. Chasam Sofer quotes that on Shabbos, when the lulav is muksa, you can't leave it in the water for 24 hours straight, because then it's going to become kavush. And kavush ki mevushal, and therefore it's going to be pasul like our Gemara says. That's the Chasam Sofer. His son, the Chasam Sofer, writes in a tshuva that many people have asked him. I don't understand this. Kfisha doesn't apply to all items by food. It applies. To an esrog, it applies. To lo nimsa inyin kvisha rak bedavar maichal, le inyin isr v'heter, u le inyin mitzvah be'esrog, shu davar maichal, ava belulav u'minav, ain't shum tam she yifsol ben kvisha o bishol. By a lulav? How can you apply it to a lulav? You have to make sure, we never heard of that. Making sure your lulav is taken out of the liquid. And that's the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam Sofer. And then the Emek Bracha says, and I'm Tama, because I think it's a Beforish Ramban. So before Ramban quoted in the Beis Yosef, it's in Mitav Reish Mem Hei, where the Beis Yosef quotes the Ramban as saying, Yesh lahotzi min haklal hazeh hakavish v'ashalak shevahadas v'arava shekavshan ushlakan l'refua psulin. Sounds like it's a Beforish Ramban that supports the Chasam Sofer. But he says, I showed this Ramban to the Chazonish. The Emek Bracha showed it to the Chazonish, and he says, it's a mistake in the Ramban. It's a mistake in the Ramban. It should read Sherim, not Psulim. And you can see that based on the context there. He's saying items that are excluded from those that are Pasul. Which means he's trying to say that they're Kosher. So the word Psulim really should mean Sherim, not because he just can't accept it, but because the context of that Beis Yosef seems to say that it should be Kosher. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, right in the middle. Esro Kushi Pasal Vatanya Kushi Kasher Machlokes. We have a brisa that says Kushi is Kasher. Domel Kushi is Pasal. Only if it's similar to a Kushi Esro Pasal. So Amar Abaya Kitzan Nami Masisam Domel Kushi Tzan. First answer, you're right. The Mishnah is talking about Domel. If it's Mamish Kushi, so then it's fine, because that's what it's supposed to be. If it's a Kushi Esro from Kush, so then it's supposed to be. Only Domel Kushi is a problem, because that's a mutation. That's a mum. Rava Amar Lokasha Halan Vahalahu. Rava said, no, the difference is Halan Vahalahu. What does that mean? What does Halan Vahalahu mean throughout Shas? This is talking about the B'nai Bavel. These are talking about the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Rashi says. When it comes to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, they live far away from Eretz Kush, which we usually translate as Ethiopia. So then they're not rugged in these Esrogim. So for them it's going to be puzzle. But the Braisa that says they're kosher, that's B'nai Bavel, Shekrovim Lakush, V'regilim Bohem, that are Karov. That is the Rashi. What's the Chiddush of Rashi? Two Chiddushim. Number one, the Achronim explain, this is an amazing, Rashi is explaining the Gemara. It's not really Rashi, it's the Gemara. And that is, Hadar is relative, based on who you are and where you are. If I think something is gorgeous, but you live somewhere else, so you're not used to it, so you think it's dirty and it's unseemly, then it's Hadar for me and Hadar for you. It's the same Esro. But because this land is closer and they're more used to it, you can use it as Hadar. And this land is further, so you can't use it as Hadar. Amazing. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Right here, for Hadar. Number one. Number two, some of you might be bothered, and that is the Rosh Hashanah's problem. The Rosh Hashanah says, one second. Does Rashi know his geography properly? What is Rashi saying? That the B'nai Bavel are more prone to have the Esrogim from Cush, and the B'nai Eretz Yisrael are not, says the Rosh Hashanah. Cush is closer to Eretz Yisrael than it is to Bavel. Right, he says Eretz Yisrael is northeast of Cush, and Bavel, Iraq, is north of Eretz Yisrael. So what's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about in terms of what's closer and what's not closer? That's the question of the Rosh Hashanah here. So I don't understand Rashi that it's that in B'nai Eretz Yisrael it's more karov. He says, "Uhefach hametzias ki Kush Ethiopia," says the Rosh Hashanah 150 years ago, "he dromis ma'aravis la'Eretz Yisrael." All of Africa is southwest. Ubavel mizrachas sonis v'yemkein adaraba Eretz Yisrael krova l'Kush yosem ibavel. You also can't explain the opposite, right? Say halad v'halu is the opposite. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are kosher and may bavel is pasul. The masnisan tashmiya lo bavel, because the Mishnah is right. The masnisan, the brisa. So says I have a different shot of the Gemara. Lachain nira lafarish lahu. He's not talking about people. He's not talking about places. He's talking about people. Hainu, lebnei kush atzman kosher. For the people, halan v'halahu, lahu means the people from Kush. They can use it because it's the same yisod, that it's hadar is relative, but not bnei bavel versus bnei Eretz Yisrael. Bnei kush is kosher. Vilan hainu bishar makom. Kulan pasol. Da'asi lemichlaf bedoma lekushi. Because it could get mixed up. V'af de'bechol makom kavanas lon v'lehu kipirish Rashi. And even though throughout Shas halon v'haluhu never means this, it always means b'nei lava b'nei Eretz Yisrael, matzinu harbe shehalashon shaveh u'pirish mishtana. You do find throughout Shas, you have the same lashon, and the pirish is different. So that's the important Rashi on, and the Rishash on this line. Vayter. Esra kaboser. Back to the Gemara, a very unripe Esra, Rabbi Akiva posel acham achshivin. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Dabar Echad, they both said, same shita. Rabbi Akiva had the Amran. Rabbi Akiva is what we said, that an Esrog is boser is possible because it's not considered ripe yet. Rabbi Shimon mahi, ditznan. Rabbi Shimon poter, so Esrog and bekotnan. Rabbi Shimon says, very small Esrog and repotter from Shumas and Maestras. Right, so that's l'shita, so the same shita, that they're both not considered the fruit yet. Amalei Abaya del Maloi, and Abaya jumps in and says, maybe they do not have to be exactly the same. They could each argue with each other. Adkan lo kam Rabbi Akiva hacha. Why does Rabbi Akiva say a very small esrog here is no good to beat in Hadar Valeka? If it is very not ripe, then it's not beautiful. Aval hasam karabanan spirulei, but maybe it's enough to be chayiv in maestris. Inami adkan lo kam Rabbi Shimon hasam, or maybe over there Rabbi Shimon says no good. El dechsev aser ta aser es kol tvua zaracha. Like people usually have it nizra. Maybe only over there it's too small, but here it will be good enough for Esro. The Sulomidi, and there's nothing to argue on. Meaning, I knocked out the parallel, and it could be they argue on each other. Period. Gidlo bitzvos pasokim in birya. If I put it into a form, into a mold, acheres pasul amarav aloshon elakim in birya acheres. That's only if you made it into a mold that looks like on something else in life. Aval kibur yasa. What if you just wanted it to be a perfect esrog? So you put it, made a mold to make it look like an esrog. Kasher. Then that's fine. The Brisa says, pshita, kamin bir yacheres nan. That's obvious. That's what it says in the Brisa. Only bir yacheres. Lo tricha, davida dafi dafi. What if you made it in a way you wanted it to have ridges? You like a ridged esrog. So you might think that's like bir yacheres. Kamash balan, that is okay. That's also considered bir yasa. Itmar. Here we go. The next couple of lines are much discussed. esrog shenikvu achbarim. If you have an esrog that mice took a bite of, nikvu achbarim. Amarav ein zahadar. That is not hadar. Can't use it. It's taking a bite out of it. So what do we see? Soon the problem is at the Havamina, chaser. It's missing a piece. So he asked the Gemara, so why is that a problem? Rabbi Chanina used to take a bite out of his esrog and then use it. Rabbi Matzvah means he used to be tovalit, because that's how he used to eat things. He used to take a bite out of it. So that says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina kasha masnisan. What's that? What does Rabbi Chanina do with the Mishnah? That chaser is possible. So Bishlama masnisan, Rabbi Chanina lo kasha. According to, I don't think the Rabbi Chanina has a problem with the Mishnah. Can be out of Rishon, can be out of Sheni. The first, only chaser is only a problem on the first day. Not the second day. Ela the Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, who says that it's not Hadar, that should apply throughout. So Amalcha Rav, Shani Achbarim de Meisi. There's a big difference between a person taking a bite and mice taking a bite. Mice taking a bite are disgusting, and therefore you are not able to use it. Shani Achbarim de Meisi. So what can we mention? Number one is the Ramah. The Ramah says in Simin Taf Reish Mem Tes Sifhei. What if you only have that esrog? What if that's your only esrog? The Ramah says, "Im nikvu achbarim lo yitlenu af bishar yamim mishum maus." Like the Gemara says, you can't take that any day. But he adds, "Ad sheyasir nikur haachbarim." If you cut off the place where they bit, so you don't see the little marks of the mice legs, so then that's okay. If you need that, "Ad sheyasir nikur haachbarim." And we're makel here. We're makel here, says the Mishnah Berurah. Olachi mekalinen kan to be dinu mechlal chaser. The chaser kosher b'shar yomi. Right, chaser is really kosher on the other days, but lechachili shouldn't use it because it's maus. So therefore, as long as you cut it off, then that would be
that. Top third.
What? Not in the top third. Top third, right? Because of the the first day. That's the first day. Chaser might even be that was talking about the first day. Right, in terms of the top. To check, does that chiluk apply to the other days? Is chaser different on the chotem the other days? Gotta look it up. I don't remember. Gotta look it up. Number one. Number two, Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv and the other achronim here discuss, actually it's on the next piece. Let's continue. Actually, just to point that other, the rikva here. Isn't there a kazim of muksa machmas mitzvah? How can he take a bite out of it? Says the rikva, it must be that he made it tonight beforehand. Must be. You have to say that, or else it's a muksa chuksalam mitzvaso. So you have to say that he made it tonight beforehand that he was going to use this, or he didn't designate this as maybe a tennis rogan. He was planning to eat a bunch of them. He didn't designate any of them as the mitzvahs. He took a bite out of one. And he said, "You know what? I want to use it as my esrog." So one of those two cases, you have to say that there was no iser. Either he made the tznai, or he took a bite and then he was yotze, and then he designated. Then he designated it. V'dafka shayiru b'kayam, and therefore also adds, it has to be that he only took a bite out of the miyut of it, d'ilo, if most of it was bitten, ain't shmo alav u'pasol b'yom sheni. That would puzzle even by on yom sheni. And he says, shehisnu baba feirish yuchalecho mimeno v'yatza b'shar. Okay, that's the ritva. It's also an important Rashi here. Rashi, again, just to mention it, and then we'll continue. Rashi here quotes, according to Rav, why is it a problem? Because it's ma'is. Rashi says, because you're making a bracha. You can't make a bracha on a davar ma'us. That's the lashon of Rashi here. To ha mitzvah hidura bi'inan hoel umazkir shem shemayim alav. You make it shem shemayim. Would we have something similar? Remember, we had Tosfos at the beginning of this perek that even if you want to say yeyush kediyus kani, it still might be mitzvah baba veira, and you shouldn't use it. You masker a bracha on it. That's what it said earlier. But also, the achronim point out, it sounds like from Rashi that somehow the bracha integrates into the mitzvah itself. That's what it sounds like. Right, because it's a problem to use this because maskers, the bracha is the rabbanon. What are you talking? Who cares about the bracha? No, the point is that the bracha does integrate somehow into the mitzvah. And related to this, Rashi quoted is the Tosfos of Rashi in Brachos Daf Tezvav. The Tosfos of Rashi has a line where he says, if brachos would be d'oraisa, then you wouldn't be yotzi the mitzvah without the bracha. That's his line. That's a diet from a Gemara there in brachas. But that's his line there, that if brachas would be d'oraisa. Rashi here says b'feirish. That it sounds like that the whole masker shem shemayim alav. That's an important discussion in Rashi. Let's continue. Amar ikad amre, different version of the Gemara. Amar Rav zehadar, the opposite. Rav says it is hadar. You're allowed to use this. right? If the mice bit it. Tahar bichanina mato ba v'nafik ba. You see, Rabbi Chanina did it, so what's the difference? Ulu Rabbi Chanina kasha masti son. Aye, lo kasha kam biyadav rishon kam biyadav sheni. There's a difference. On this, Rav Yashiv and others ask, so it says here, according to Rabbi Chanina, that if an esrog takes a bite out of it, it's not a problem. Why is that different than the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim Kufnun Dalin, Ein mishtamshim, you're not allowed to use oil for a mitzvah, b'shemen shematzu bo achbar, to light in the Beis HaKnesset, unless you're lighting candles in the shul. So in Kufnun Dalin, in Aruch Chaim, you're not allowed to use oil that you found an achbar in, because it's ma'os, hakaveinu lefechasecha. So what's the difference between if you find a mouse in the oil, versus if you have an esrog that took a bite out of the oil? Right, out of the esrog. What's the difference? So, one might say there's a difference between finding it inside, right? Then it ruins the whole oil. That's the kapos tamarim. If you find it inside, that's totally ruined. If you just took a bite out of it, it's a cut off that piece. The Rav Yashiv has a different answer. He says, when you're talking about kvod based on knesses, the tzibor, then you have a higher standard. So it's used for the oil in the shul. That's kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's different than even using something for your own personal mitzvah. Weiter. Esro katan v'chulu. Amar Rav from Bar Papa. Kamachlokas. Kanka machlokas v'avanim. Mukrzalos. Just like there's a machlokas here about the size of the esrog, so too there's a parallel, again, not an exact parallel, about a machlokas about what type of rocks you're allowed to use on Shabbos to clean oneself, to wipe oneself in the bathroom. What's the issue here? Rashi's, the issue is muksa. You're going to go into a bathroom with rocks, so you're only allowed to take the minimum number of rocks. You're allowed to take rocks to cover abrius, but more than that, it's muksa. Others say that the issue is one of carrying. Right? Tosa says it being maver and a carmelis. Either way, it's an issur d'rabbanan that you're getting over. Titania, b'shabes gimel avanim mukrzolos mutalachas amezakisa. You're allowed to take three stones in. The kamashir on how big? Rabbi Meir Omer Ke goes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ke Beitza. Okay, parallel machlokas. Even though it's a very different context. How big? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maizer Rabbi Akiva, Shabbala Beis HaKnesses, Ve'esrogo Akseifo. Rabbi Akiva comes to the shul, and he has his esrog on his shoulder. It's so huge. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it can't be that big. Misham Raya. Afim Amrlo, ain't that hard? They told him, it's not hard. They told him, what are you doing? Could you be Yossi? Is that called a picking up? Is that called Natila? Having it on my back? That's what the Achronim discuss here, whether that's called a netila. Good. Mishnah. Ein ogden as a lulav ela b'mino. So we finished the dalad minim psulim, and now we have other halachas of netilas lulav. You're not allowed to be oge the lulav except mino. B'mino divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Remember that it's lulav tzarech egen. It has to be with its min. Rabbi Meir, that's why we use the lulav pieces. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, afilu bechut meshicha. Use even a string. Even a string can be used for tying it. Rabbi Meir, Ma'aseh Anshei Yerushalayim, Shehu Ogden Slovan, Begimni Yoshel Zahav. So you have a story that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to tie their lulavs with golden fibers. Right? No, something that wasn't Mino. Amrulo, they said, no, Bemino Hayo Ogden Asomi Lamata. The underneath, that was just on the top to make it look nice, but underneath it was really tied with Mino, and therefore that is not a Raya. I'm sorry to say that it took so long, it took 36 blah, but I finally got my Chashuki Chemet on Sukkah. And I've been looking for it in a number of stores. I finally got it. And there he talks about, are you allowed to use, let's say you're walking somewhere and your egged rips. Could you use your shoelaces? Could you take your shoelaces and tie your lulav with your shoelaces? So he says, you're allowed to use the chut ha-meshicha, measuring string. What do we have that for? Says the kapus tamarim. Here he quotes that there must be not a kveita. You don't have to use dvarim chashuvim. But then Rav Zilberstein says, there could be a difference between a shoelace and a measuring string. A shoelace, your shoes, said that might really be a bizoyan. Right? English time is b'tzruch shol na'a kibisha bizoyan l'mitzvah. It's a bizoyan l'mitzvah. And therefore he says, he's known to say it cannot be used because it is a bizoyan. And he talks about other things related to the achbarim. If you find an achbar in your wine barrel, are you allowed to take it out and use the wine? Right, interesting cases. One final section. Amar Rava afilu b'siv afilu b'ikra d'dikla. Rava says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use any parts of the lulav tree, of the palm, even the bottom part, the shoots that are sticking out. V'yama Rava, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, and why does Rabbi Yehuda say it? That you have to use mino? K'sav ar lulav tzarech eged. He owes lulav tzarech eged. V'yi maisi mina achrina avichamisha mini. And therefore that means not only inside the eged is crucial, but the eged itself is crucial. And therefore if you use the eged, if you use something else for the eged, that would be considered a different min. And then we'll see in a minute, how do you know Veshem Rava, not in a minute, but tomorrow we'll continue. How do you know that the Siv and the Ikra the Dikla are included? That Veshem we will continue with. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Parsha Shir is up from yesterday. It's a Parsha and a Purim Shir. Feel free to listen.